Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Still in conversation with Mr. Arun Kumar, the Assistant Director at the Income Tax Department in Bangalore, who was telling me that the deadline has been extended from 31st July to 31st August because, yes, people in India love to procrastinate. So much so that on the last date, from 17 lakh e-filing returns, it dropped to 7 lakh once the extension was issued. This is also the first time that such a heavy fine is being levied for late filing of returns. Your new extended deadline is 31st August. It's the beginning of the month. Why dilly-dally? I thought I'll give you all the data right away so you can do what's necessary. In the studios with me, Mr. Arun Kumar will be taking your questions. Send them across on my WhatsApp number 9880935935. I'm Dishobh Roy. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
So if your income is less than 5 lakh, it is just 1,000 rupees. But if it is more than 5 lakh, it is 5,000 rupees after August 31st. And it is 10,000 rupees after December 31st. So this is a slight, you know, breathing space for people so that they can file their returns. You know, first time such a late fee is being levied. So that breathing space is being given in good faith. So I hope the taxpayers make use of it.
So we're going to be taking calls a little later. Okay. People with their queries and their questions. Now, the basic forms that people have to file is ITR 1, ITR 2 and ITR 3.
ITR 4 also.
And 4.
Yeah.
4 major forms.
Yeah. This is the 4 major forms in case of individuals.
Okay.
So ITR 5, 6, 7, they do not concern individuals.
We're focusing on individuals,
yeah,
sir, to
then
start
it is
with.
From 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Yeah.
Now, if someone has no clue which one, where I had somebody call today and saying, which is mine, 1, 2, 3 or 4.
So it depends on the source of income that the person earns. Say, for example, ITR 1 is the most popular one.
Okay.
Popular as in it is the most applicable one for taxpayers because it concerns people whose income is from salary, from pension, from one house property, and if their income is less than 50 lakh, and if their agricultural income is less than 5,000.
Noted.
So this is only in case of Indian residents. A lot of taxpayers fall in this category. And in case of ITR 2, 3 and 4, there are extra additions. Say, for example, if you're a resident who's not ordinarily resident, then your ITR shifts. If you are a partner in a firm, then you can file ITR 3.
Okay.
So if you are having business income, then ITR 3. If you have presumptive business, say, for example, you can agree that this is the percentage of profit that I'm earning every year. This is the percentage of tax I'll be paying every year. So it is fixed. In case of those people, it is ITR 4.
But the majority working population in Bangalore, your IT crowd, your working professionals, startups, most of them come under ITR 1. You know, the interesting thing is when Mr. Arun walked into the studio, the first thing he told me was, Disha, get on to Google. I said, okay. He said, type e-filing. I said, okay. He said, tell me, what's the first website that opens up? The first website that opened up was incometaxefiling.gov.in, which is the income tax website. And I believe it's a breeze to use. What they want is that you and I are empowered to file our own returns. They've simplified the entire process. In fact, there's a voice note reiterating the same. Somebody who's used the website.
Yeah, it's so easy that if you already filed it in the previous year, they also give some check boxes where you can just tick in and take all the details from the last year. Primary difference, it's easy to use, fast, response very quick. It's very, very simple and easy.
So that was Vasu. Arun, you said there are some basics people should keep in mind when they get onto this website. Please tell us, and some basic mistakes that people make that can be avoided.
When the taxpayers come to the e-filing portal, it is highly advised that they register on their own, using their own PAN and own mobile number and own email ID. So this is because we send notifications. There are two types of email IDs in the profile section that is available in the e-filing portal. One is the primary mobile number, sorry, secondary mobile number, and primary email ID and secondary email ID. We suggest and we encourage that the primary mobile number and the primary email ID must be of the taxpayer's own, so that he does not miss out on any notifications.
Fair.
So in so many cases, when you go to ERIs, the ERIs give their own mobile number and their own email ID as the primary number.
ERI is the chartered accountant or
yes,
the middle person.
Exactly,
yes.
Which I was explaining
yes.
earlier. So,
So sometimes they put their number in as primary and the person's number as secondary.
Right now, we have started sending notifications even to the secondary mobile number and email ID.
Okay.
But it is highly advised that it is there in the primary mobile number and email ID so that the assessee does not miss out.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.